Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and we are continuing today in the third chapter of Maseches Yadayim, and today we are concluding the chapter with Mishnayos Dalet and Hey, 4 and 5. So we've been discussing how books can render the hands ritually impure. And by books, of course, we mean the sacred writings, scrolls of the various books of the Jewish Bible. And the reason that they render the hands impure, we haven't discussed this, is because they used to store truma, which was the portions that were given to the Kohanim, etc. So they used to store the truma, which was holy, and their books, their scrolls, which were also holy, figuring, let's put all of our holy things in storage together. The problem is that the grain would attract rodents, mice, that would then damage the scrolls. So in order to keep people from storing their holy writings with their truma, they said, okay, you know what? We are making holy writings a second degree of ritual impurity. They're going to impurify the hands. They're going to impurify the truma. And this motivated people then to keep these things separate, and therefore the books would be safeguarded. That being the case, we're now discussing what among the various holy writings can render something ritually impure by this rabbinic decree. So Mishnah Dalet tells us, Gilayon shebesefer, the margin of a sefer, basically the blank part, shemilamala v'shelematan, at the top of them and at the bottom of them, shebetchila v'shebesof, at the beginning of them and at the end of them, mitamin es hayadayim, all of these blank margins around the books can render one's hands ritually impure. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, shebesof enu mitame ad sheyase lo amud. And Rabbi Yehuda says that the space at the end of the scroll does not render one's hands ritually impure until the roller has been attached. Let's take a look at the Barton Oro, who will give us a little more information. Shemil malan v'shelmatan. So we're talking about the space above and below. Shetzarech sheyaniach ponoi below ksiva lamala min hadaf shlosh etzbaos ulamata tefach. So one has to leave a blank area without any writing 3 finger breaths at the top, and a fist's breadth at the bottom. Shebetchila v'shebesof, you also have to leave a blank spot at the beginning and the end of a scroll. Betchilas ha-sefer, tzarech shi'aniach panoi kedei liglo kol ha-sefer. At the beginning, you need to leave enough space to wrap all the way around, so there shouldn't be text immediately on the outside, there should be blank parchment immediately on the outside, and then it wraps around. Skipping just a tiny bit, Shehasefer misofo l'tchilaso hu niglo. And this is because the book is rolled from the end towards the beginning. Dumi de mezuzah, it's compared to a mezuzah, de chorchin oso me'echad kal peshma. Well, mezuzah is rolled from the word echad towards the word shma, in other words, from left to right. Ubasofo kde liglo amud, and at the end you need to have enough for the roller. V'davka kisha ein sham ela Torah levada. But this is only the case when it's a book that contains just the text of the Torah, Tzorech lasos kein. That's when you do it this way. Aval hamadbik Torah nevim uksuvim biyachad. But if someone puts all the books of Tanakh, both the Torah and the writings and the prophets, puts everything together in a single scroll, Tzorech kadei liglo kol hasefer besofo, then you need to be able to roll all the book to the end. And therefore you put the roller at the beginning. Because if you were rolling it towards the beginning, then you would find that the Torah would be on the outside. You'd have the ksuvim, the writings on the inside, the neviim, the prophets in the middle, and the Torah all the way on the outside. And it's disrespectful to the Torah, which is the holiest of the Sifrei Tanakh, to make it the safeguard around the books of lesser sanctity. So that's why, depending on what's in the scroll, depends on where the roller goes and in which direction the book is rolled. Moving on to Mishnah Hay. Now going to discuss incomplete books and what portion of an incomplete book can render one's hands ritually impure. Sefer shenimchak, if a book got erased, v'nishtar bo shmonim v'chamesh osios, but there are still 85 letters remaining, k'parshas vayehi ben Soaharon, and this is the same amount of letters as in the Torah section of vayehi ben Soaharon, that's when the Aaron went up, they would travel, mitame es hayadayim, if there are 85 letters left, same as this parsha, then it still renders the hands impure. Let's look in the Barton Oro. Kiparshas Vayhi ben Soah Aaron, like the section of when the Aaron would travel. Lefisha Oso Parsha Hi Cheshuva Kisefer Bifnei Atzmo, because that section of the Torah is considered an independent book. So that's the minimum standard for what constitutes a book. The Kach Omru B'Midrash, and we see this in the Midrash, where it refers to Amudeha Shiva, its pillars are seven, and that's a pasuk in Mishlei. So what does the Midrash say on this pasuk? It says, Elu Shiva Sifrei Toros. These are the seven books of the Torah. Now, of course, we say there are five books of the Torah. What's the seven? Shesefer Vayidaber Nachalek L'Shlosha Chalakim. This is because the book of Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, is divided into three portions. There's the section up to Vayehi Ben Sora, there's the section of Vayehi Ben Sora, and then there's the section after Vayehi Ben Sora. So that book is really three books. For Arba Sfarim Acherim, and then there's four other books. You have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. So those with the three books of Numbers equal seven. So Hare Shiva, altogether, seven. Back in the Mishnah. Megillah Shekhasuv Bo Shmonim V'Chamesh Osios Kiparshas Vayehi Ben Soah Aaron. It says a Megillah, which means a scroll, but we'll see in Bartonero it doesn't mean a scroll. If this scroll has 85 letters written in it, it's corresponding to, again, the number of letters in this section of Vayehi Ben Sora, Metama Es HaYadayim, then it can render the hands impure. And the Bartonero explains, Megillah Shekasuv Ba, a scroll that has written in it, Klomar Yuria Shel Sefer Torah. Really, it means an individual parchment of a Torah scroll. So a Torah scroll is not one continuous piece of parchment. It's many pieces of parchment sewn together. So one of these pages of parchment, Kivan she niskasev ba shmonim v'chamesh osios, once it has 85 letters written on it, niskadsha v'umetame es hayadayim, then it has become sanctified and is able to render the hands ritually impure. Back in the Mishnah, Kol kisvei hakodesh v'tamen es hayadayim, all holy writings render the hands ritually impure. Shir Hashirim v'Koheles mitamen es hayadayim, and the book of Shir Hashirim, Song of Songs, and the book of Koheles, Ecclesiastes. These are included among the things that render the hands impure. Now, why would you think they're different? Because there was a question as to whether or not they should be included in the biblical canon. And of course they are, but this was not always the universal opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shir Hashirim Atame Es HaYadayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shir Hashirim, Song of Songs, definitely renders the hands impure, V'Koheles Machlokas. But there's a difference of opinion about Ecclesiastes. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Koheles Enum Atame Es HaYadayim. He says that the book of Ecclesiastes does not render the hands impure. It is not part of the biblical canon, V'Shir Hashirim Machlokas, but Song of Songs, that's the one where they debate. Now, why does he say that Koheles is not part of the biblical canon? Bartonero explains, Mipnei shechachmaso shel Shlomo hi, because it's merely a product of Solomon's wisdom, v'lo baruch hakodesh nemra, and it wasn't written with divine inspiration. So that's the source of debate when it comes to these books. Continuing, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Koheles mikulei beis shamai u'michumri beis hillel. Koheles is one of the situations where Beis Hillel is stringent and Beis Shammai is lenient. Interesting side note there. Continuing more in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai says, Mikubalani mipi shivim ushnaim zaken biyom shehashivu es Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah biyeshiva. So Rabbi Shimon ben Azai says that he received from the 72 elders on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was made head of the yeshiva. What did he receive? Shashir Hashirim v'Koheles Metamen Es HaYadayim. He heard from those 72 elders that they decided on that day, when they decided the answers to a lot of questions, that these two books, Song of Songs and Ecclesiastes, are in fact part of the biblical canon and therefore would render one's hands ritually impure. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Chas v'shalom lo nechalak adam Yisrael al shir hashirim shalo metame es hayadayim. He says, God forbid, nobody ever disagreed about shir hashirim, that it's definitely part of the biblical canon and therefore would render the hands impure. She'ein kol ha'olam kulo kedai kiyom shenitan bo shir hashirim liYisrael, because the world was never more worthy than the day when the book of Song of Songs was given to Israel. Shekol haksuvim kodesh, because all the books of the writings are holy. V'shir hashirim kodesh kedashim, but shir hashirim, Song of Songs, is the holy of holiest. So it's the holiest of the books in the writings, and no one ever disagreed. V'im nechelku, lo nechelku ela al koheles. And if they ever argued, they only argued about the book of Ecclesiastes.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Yehoshua, ben Chamav Shal Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Yochanan, the son of Yehoshua, who was a son of Rabbi Akiva's father-in-law, said, Kedivrei ben Azai, kach nechoku v'chach gemaru. He says, no, it's like Ben Azai said, they did have a discussion about this, and this was what they decided. And the Bartanur informs us that this is the halacha, that they debated it, and they reached this decision. All right, that is the end of Mishneh Hay. It's also the end of Perek Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will begin the final chapter, Perek Daled.